8:30. I got one announcement. It seems I was told, our kitchen helper, Angel, you know Angel, help us in the kitchen. Angel, sorry. Yeah, but they call her Angel. Angel. So the mother is Madam. Madam Han. Wen. Jin. It seems she had an accident yesterday. So condition is quite bad. So Anne has requested Joyce to inform me so that we can maybe help radiate some metta. Then I will also help to invoke the power of wholesomeness. Okay. I will maybe on your behalf and all of us invoke the power of wholesomeness of Angel. May whatever wholesomeness that Ann Chow has done for us during this retreat and previous retreat help us to take care of the kitchen, cook for us, care for us, including myself. May this wholesomeness arise the causes and conditions for her mother to have a speedy recovery. Then may her mother be well, happy and peaceful always. May the blessing of the Triple Gem to be with her and her mother so that she can be protected. Okay? Then we will now maybe meditate for 3 minutes. You radiate love and metta to her, wishing her well-being and happiness. You don't know her face, don't worry. You visualize Angel, you all know long hair, help out in the kitchen. Then you say, may her mother, you just pronounce the name, Han Wen Qin, be well, happy and peaceful. Okay? Then after that only we start our class. Okay, thank you so much for helping out. And mom. Okay, we'll continue our session. Just now, after we finish our morning session, Mimi told me she got something very good that she wants to share with you all. So we will let her do the sharing. Pass the mic to her.
Thank you, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
Before I start my sharing, I would like to ask the permission to pay respect to all the Buddhas, to you and all Kayamitas.
Yeah, can. Okay, sadhu, I rejoice with the wholesomeness.
The reason why I want to pay respect to all the Buddhas, all the Bodhisattvas, and to Brother Teo and all of you all, because without the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, and Brother Teo, the blessing, the guidance, I wouldn't able to realize the Dharma. And of course, to all my Kayamitas, from you all, I learn a lot in terms of humility, in terms of how to perfect myself in the noble qualities, and how to perfect myself to walk the noble eightfold path. These are very important, because from all of you all, actually I learn a lot, especially to Sister Sito. I stay with her for 4 days. I tell you, she got beautiful qualities. Mike, you are very fortunate. Actually, I got to refer here because I can't really remember.
No problem. Yes.
This morning, when I was going down to do the morning chanting, actually I don't chant, as most of you see, I don't really chant. I just go there and do sitting meditation. So this morning, when I go there, I actually use the chant as my meditation object. And the chant, I use the hearing consciousness to do the meditation. So today I settled down very fast. And first of all, when I settled down very fast, I use this awareness of the chant as the hearing consciousness as the object. So very fast, I actually went into the first stage is awareness of the chant. Chanting, that means the awareness of the chanting voices. Then later it comes to the second stage, is called the unification of the mind and the chant, the chanting. Then it was quite a while. Then later I come to a state, this is quite difficult to do. I try my best to put in words. The chanting is like you are with the chant, but there's like nobody to hear the chanting. It's like a nature seeing the form and mind chanting.
Sadhu.
But it's still the something watching the form and mind chanting. Okay? Then I believe, because I've done it before, I believe this is what something, pure consciousness. There is still somebody observing a form and mind. So from this, you see, oh, this is how. Then the next stage is like it went into a blank state. Just a while. It's like just nothing. Then I actually test drive. So it went in and went out. Of course, the last stage is a bit difficult to get. You got to be really. So I went in. I can see the whole process in, out for a while. So when the awareness returned to the first stage, I can see that awareness is very gross. So because I do it a few times, you can see the gross of the how awareness, even awareness from gross to refined and subtle and eventually goes to the blank. Mm. Okay? So when I return back to the first stage again, then I start to perceive, because all the while when I'm doing it, I don't perceive one.
Mm.
Okay? So when I start to perceive, the hearing consciousness come to me is, there's one phrase of the Heart Sutta talking about, aggregates are all empty. And if you are able to realize this, it will enable oneself to cross the samsara. So after hearing the above phrase, suddenly this a realization come to me that if one is able to be awakened, the nature of really understand and realize the mastery of this mundane mind, you see, for us to really awaken, that nature have to realize the mundane mind, the characteristic of all mundane mind, in terms of perceptions, in terms of mental activities, in terms of feeling. Feeling is very gross to me. Feeling, perceptions, mental activity and consciousness. The most tricky part is actually the how the perception come in and the mental activities, because so this thing came to the understanding that for us to really walk this path, we have to know the characteristic of the mind, which is this four aggregate, and you have to go through in and out to see how this mind play tricks with you until you see quite clear or very clear, then only this mundane mind cannot play tricks with you anymore. This is how I understand. From the gross refined to the subtle, in terms of all these things is like the broad umbrella of it is the greed, hatred, delusion. You really have to see. So this understanding come to me and it was like, wow, so profound. And then later, only I come back and reflect.
Yeah,
The form is very easy. Physical form is very easy. You know, is the perceptions, the mental activities is the difficult part, especially self-centeredness, egoic self. These are very, very difficult. And then we have to slowly uproot it. Because why I tell you that? Because the first day when I come, the teaching I got from Maitreya Buddha is you got to realize all your refined defilements. That's the message he gave it to me when I was there. He said, you got to be mindful with all your refined defilements.
Subtle,
very subtle, refined one. So when Brother Teo talked to Brother Chia, so he said, that's exactly the message. So second day, he gave me the message.
They come in through the back door and tell you your story.
Then the second day he gave me, you must know the mastery of the whole mundane mind. How this mundane mind play tricks with you. You got to really master them. So then this thing, it falls back, it came back to me. So it highlights to my nature that you have to take note of all this. Having realized the above, the whole mastery of the mundane, the conditioned nature leading upwards to the unconditioned, it was like,
yeah,
the whole thing is like
fall in place. Yeah.
Wow, I saw the jigsaw puzzle, the whole thing linked, you know. Then I was, that time I really cry.
Yeah.
I was crying so, I was so paiseh, I just cannot think. My nature was filled with joy.
Joy, yeah.
Because
yeah,
for a couple of years to months, from last year, September until now, I was having glimpses of here and there. I just cannot get hold of the whole picture. So I was doing a lot, and then I was reporting to Brother Teo. So today I got the whole mapping. So I said, wow, I tell you, that joy, I just cannot retain within me. I really cry. I really cry out. So it was filled with joy. And then the cry also is very much towards the gratitude to all the Buddhas. I tell you, I look and I open my eyes. Normally I meditate there, I don't open. I really look at them, I really cry. Then I come to mind all the great beings, the bodhisattvas that they have helped me, and also Brother Teo, and also fellow Kayamitas. So I really was, really it touches my heart. Just then after that, the realization come to me is, he gave me a glimpse of how an enlightened person live. Actually, it's very simple. Don't be deluded with all aggregates. Because 他们通通是假象. That's the message he gave me. 假象, that means it's all false, unreality. That's why human beings, they cannot see the unreality of the form and mind. 他们通通是假象. That's the message he gave it to me. So that's why we are like a 一个牛, a cow being tied and go around to samsara because of this. And because we don't have the understanding to see this. So I was like, wow. So it's so easy, as long as we realize all this is 假象, but you have to really slowly, bit by bit, you know, to see why they are not real and truly understand them and awaken to it. So,
yeah, sadhu.
Then after that, after breakfast, I eat very little and I disappear. So of course, I have to really thanks Maitreya Buddha. I really thanks him. So the first thing I went in, so he asked me, are you happy? I say, I really have to, you know, have the gratitude towards your great nature. Then I really thanks him. Then I said, may your nature continue to bless, guide and protect me and show me the way. You know what message he gave it to me?
Sadhu.
You don't need to depend on somebody all the time. You have to learn to be confident about your nature. And the message he gave it to me, perfect all the noble qualities and walk the noble eightfold path. Have confidence in yourself. Our nature will be always there. You don't have to worry. So he asked me, you don't need to sit here. You go up there and do what you need to do.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So I hope with this sharing, it gives you the faith and the confidence that actually this is the path that you can realize.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's why you all should learn to develop the faith and rejoice. Because this is something that each and everyone are capable of when you have the faith, the sincerity and the perseverance. Dhamma can be realized. by all beings. The Buddha already said, living being and the Buddha, you are no different. The only difference is they awaken, they have the understanding. The normal living being, they are still asleep. So the Mahayana got one teaching. They say, this one is from Xuan Hua. He said, 佛跟众生相差一念之间. You heard of that, or not? The Buddha and the living being, they only differ by one thought. Where is that one thought? The single thought of ignorance that manifests from the very beginning. That's why 众生脱落人间 means you fall and travel through space and time experiencing samsara. So that single thought of ignorance is the basis of that fall, the downfall. So if you can reverse back all this and realize that basic ignorance, you will return to the nature of a Buddha. That's why when you understand, it's just like your palm. Yeah? On this side, you cannot see the palm. But the moment you turn, the palm is there. So Dhamma is like that. When you are not awakened, you cannot see. The moment you awaken, the thing becomes very clear. And this awakening can happen anytime. But you must have the condition ready for it to happen. That's why you must train your mind, cultivate, develop the virtue, develop the understanding, develop the spiritual faculty, train your mind to be ever mindful. Then be aware, learn, and understand. The four foundations of mindfulness, accumulating to the mindfulness of the Four Noble Truths, will complete the training. That's why the Buddha was not wrong when he said the four foundations of mindfulness is the ultimate meditation. He told the monk, this is the only way. Ekayano bhikkhave bhikkhu. This is the only way for the overcoming of sorrow, lamentation, for reaching the right path, for the realization of Nibbana, namely the four foundations of mindfulness. Because when you finish the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness, you also finish the cultivation of the three turning of the Four Noble Truths. That's why Four Noble Truths include Noble Eightfold Path. That's how Noble Eightfold Path becomes the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Whatever you do in the name of meditation, if it does not bring you back to the Noble Eightfold Path to perfect it and to realize its penetrative wisdom, that is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. When you have that awakening and realization, means you have the Noble Eightfold Path. You are the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path qualities. That's how you are different. That's why the Noble Ones, you read Salutation to the Sangha, they have these four great conduct. They are very, very good in their conduct. And they are very upright and sincere in their conduct. Then they have a lot of wisdom. That's why they are very wise in their conduct. Then the last one, they know the form and mind got a duty to do. That's why they have beautiful duty, a dutiful conduct. So these are the essential understanding of the Buddha's teaching. And when you understand, it's very clear, very easy to cultivate. And you can realize it. It's not difficult. Especially now, the era where the sasana is still around, where the teaching is still around, the prototype is still around. If you miss this window, it is going to be a long, long wait. Okay? Yeah.
I'd like to thank the sister last night that you all decided to have the chanting. Actually, I'm not aware of the chanting. Somehow or other, I bumped into it. Why I want to mention this, especially mention this, is very simple. When you all do the chanting, after finishing the chanting, actually, I make a very strong vow. I really make a very strong vow. And in front of Guan Sim Pusa. And when I realized this awakening this morning, of course, you are chanting the Namo Bun Su Sija Moli for you all keep on going around. And at that moment, I actually, I opened my eyes, then I closed my eyes. Actually, the image of Guan Sim Pusa was there. He was there quite a while. So I must thank her nature, actually. Because yesterday, last night, I make that vow, and she xiangying na ge vow la. So I want to specially mention, because with this sharing, maybe it will give you a very strong, you know, confidence in Buddha, Guan Sim Pusa nature. She is really very great. Sadhu.
Sadhu. Thank you. All these great beings, they have their vow, they have their nature. So you can actually develop affinity with them. Then when the affinity is there, your mind, if it's calm, peaceful, silent, you can communicate. There will be a response, especially Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Because Kuan Yin has this very unique vow. If you are sincere, you have the faith in him. Whenever you call upon her nature, there will be a response. And the reason why we have been chanting Heart Sutta, Great Compassionate Sutta, and then yesterday night on their own, where I only chant the Karani, ask them to chant the Karana, Karaniya, Metta Sutta, and the Mangala Sutta on the highest blessing, because these are something that the devas need to be reminded of, because they really love this sutta. Yeah, during the time of the Buddha, they actually requested from it. Then the previous two retreat, we didn't chant earlier on because we didn't know they want to listen. Then after the class, somebody was saying, "Brother, can we chant this?" Then I know why they want. They will request through you all. So this time around, I feel them. Then I realize this is what they need. So we chant. Then after the class, they chant the Heart Sutta again. And did you chant the Great Compassionate Sutta? Oh, sadhu. Very good. That's why after that, Mimi bump into it and she make a vow. And the vow match. That's why it's Xiang Ying. So many things can happen when you have faith, when you have the understanding. Because this is what the world needs. The Heart Sutta, the Great Compassionate Mantra, then the four how, Om Pe Mi 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 Hom. Guan Yin's nature is very powerful. Maitreya Buddha also same. This is the era of Sakyamuni Buddha and is supported strongly by Guan Yin Bodhisattva and Maitreya. That's why these two great beings, their nature, they have a lot of affinity with my nature too. And this life, both of them came and gave me a lot of important advice, protection and guidance. Then Maitreya made a request in the year 2008. That's how all this become possible. Okay, now we will continue with the Dhamma sharing. Maybe we will do the meditation after that. I reverse the thing. Okay, turn to page 34, Heart Sutta. I will try to cover as much as I can.
Patu. But I'll just briefly went through it because it is not so important. This one is about a general explanation of the title and the five categories of recondite meaning from the Heart Sutta book based on the commentary by Master Xuan Hua. So below is Master Xuan Hua's 8-line verse which Bertio advises us to read through before discussing them during the next Heart Sutta class. First one is wonderful wisdom can reach the other shore. You read the next two words. What is it? Immediately you can realize, you can cross the other shore. But you must have this wonderful wisdom. What is wonderful wisdom? You must realize true emptiness. Understand? No? True emptiness is wonderful existence. That's why when you have wonderful wisdom, you will realize wonderful existence. Then the next one is the best. The true mind itself can merge with enlightenment source. Can you understand this or not? You remember that day I draw the four stages? How you come? So this one is the phenomenal one. Then you return all of this back to the mundane mind. Oh, Heart Sutta, I got the drawing, page 64. Then you return all of mind back to the pure awareness. All the true mind. All the true mind. So this true mind then can merge with the source, which is the oneness. This is what Xuan Hua meant, he said. True mind itself can merge with enlightenment source. So now you understand, huh? Okay? You want the full drawing is on page 64. You can refer to page 64. Ah, yes. See? External form return to mundane mind. Then mundane mind return to true mind. Then true mind back to the oneness nature or Buddha nature, which is the source, enlightenment source. So return all external form or manifestation created by mind to mental consciousness. Then mental consciousness to pure awareness or true mind to realize the Buddha nature or oneness nature, which is also the source of all things. So now you understand, huh? This one you don't ask me which book I got here. This one no book right one. It comes from my own understanding one. Then I draw this out. Because earlier on, Sister Lee, he gave me the short note. he put the circle there. But he don't know how to fill it in. She fill it in according to her understanding. Then I saw, are you all wrong? So, because of what she draw, the circle, it become good condition for me to explain. Then I realized, oh, this circle useful. Then that time my computer skill not good. I want to change the word inside the circle. I don't know how to change. Then I had to learn, I had to play with it. Finally, when I understand, that's why I draw all these blocks. But I tell you, it takes me quite a while. I spent a few hours drawing the block. Every time I draw, when I put in something, the thing goes haywire. Then I had to draw again. But finally, it came out quite nicely. Huh? You saw the first one, external form of what? Huh? The first circle at the far end on your left hand, right hand side. External manifestation of mind created via mental consciousness. So this one, the external form, is the external phenomenal world. They are actually external manifestation of mind created via mental consciousness. So the mental consciousness comes from the mundane mind. The mundane mind perceive it. That's why it's a world of consciousness. Then this mundane mind, there is what they call the knowing element. So living being deludedly thought that knower is what they are. So the knower becomes the living being, which is the 5 degrees of form and mind. And this one is the segmented life, the form and mind that you come. It becomes the traveler in space and time, following karma. Can follow? Then all this originate from your pure awareness. You remember the triangle? The pure awareness can break into two. One, silent mind to awaken, to understand and develop the wisdom. The other one is to trigger mundane consciousness because you have your sense basis within your physical form. And consciousness upon contact give rise to mundane mind, mundane consciousness. So this is how it arises. Then this true mind or pure awareness is still a mind even though it's the highest, like present moment awareness without content. So when there is a form of mind, you will have this pure awareness. But this one must cease. That's why there is a cessation of form of mind. Then Nibbana only can be realized. But the Nibbana or the Buddha nature or the oneness nature is the unconditioned. You cannot talk about. This one you have to develop the realization. Okay? Clear or not? Any question? Pang. Take the mic. Don't put here. Keep at the back. Otherwise, every time waste time, go ahead and collect the mic.
Okay, when you say the phenomenal world or external form return to the mundane mind, what exactly do you mean?
How did you come to know the phenomenal world, the external manifestation? What is that? That is the aggregate from your mundane mind. That's why you, through this aggregate, you created the external phenomenal world. And you become deluded. External form like surreal. That's why you have to return all this external phenomenal world or external form back to consciousness. That's why Hui Ning told the other two Novik monk, your mind move. The flag and the wind. Remember? Because these two monks cannot see form, cannot understand what they see. They cannot see the unreality of form. They cannot see the condition arising state of form. That's why they cannot see beyond form. So form to them got so much meaning. That's why they argue. One say, your mind move. The other one say, no, the wind move. When you have delusion, you cannot see form. You cannot see the unreality of form. Just like Mimi say, aggregates, they are all unreal, illusionary, just like Heart Sutta. So all this, Hui Ning knew, because they are trapped in form. They don't even know that all of the knowing, perception, come from mind. That's why he has to teach him slowly, because Hui Ning know about the true mind. You remember the poem? When he say, originally there was nothing. Pen lai wu yu, he chu re chen ai. Where can the dust alight? The dust was created by the mundane mind. That's why you got duality. Wholesome and unwholesome. So if this guy is trapped in the external phenomenal world of form, how can you straight away take them to the pure nature or the true mind? unless they got good roots, they got good paths. That's why Hui Neng give them a hint. He said, your mind move. What is the purpose? To allow them to understand that there is another one that perceives this one. Understand? And that one is your mind. That's why you have to go to mind. Then when you go to mind, you see it's only an image, not real. Then when you reflect and contemplate, you realize all these flag and wind, they are nature's phenomena. They come through condition. No condition, no flag. No condition, no wind. Because of the flag, the movement of the air, because of pressure difference, that's why the flag, which is visible form, the wind is not visible. You can hear the vibration, blowing and all that. That's why nature's, the phenomenal world, when you look at the whole of the environment, you can experience and feel the nature. The nature itself is very, very pristine and very beautiful. The breeze, the cloud and everything. And even the wind, the howling sound and whatever. Then at night, the bell, the phone ring at the corner of the roof, they will ring. Very, very beautiful. Then you are sensitive when you sleep along that road. The Tichangwang Pusa there where they keep all the urns and all those things. The Amitabha chanting is very clear. How many of you heard that? Got a few. Elsie heard that. I think a lot of you all don't know. You walk by only you hear. If you are sensitive and silent, it's so clear. Also Amitabha, Dijan. So all this is how the Dhamma has been taught. So return all of phenomenal world back to mundane mind because you perceive it through mundane mind. It means you created this in yourself. And when you understand that mundane mind create this, how real can it be? That's why I ask you, how do you know the table? Through perception. Externally already condition arising, not so real. The knowing of it is through a perception which is an image in your brain, upright. That is just an image, understand? A moment of consciousness. This is even more unreal, understand? At least outside there, there is solid, understand? If you have this understanding, when you can see that perception come from mind, and it's just an image, an instant, a moment, how real can it be? Split second is dead and gone. That's why perception come and go. Anatta lakkhana sutta, remember? That's why the Buddha say, it is impermanent. It's non-self, not a permanent and changing entity. If it's self, it will not lead to affliction. You will not be deluded by it. You will not be entangled by it. You will not argue over what happened. But because it is non-self. That's why it leads to affliction when there is delusion. That's why you have to understand all this. Then you realize everything is empty. Because they are impermanent. It's just an image. Mind make a day. That's why the whole of the phenomenal world is a world of consciousness. World of consciousness. Because you come to experience them through your mundane mind, which is consciousness. So this one is consciousness. Understand? But this one is not pure. This one is with your content, with your conditioning, delusion. That's why you stir, you react to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. And this is the Dhamma that you have to realize in your meditation through your mindfulness. That's why through your mindfulness you can see this image, this picture, this perception. Every moment of perception, that image you can see. Then you realize, really unreal. All the while I've been deluded by it. That's why you're still asleep, you never wake up. Because you always send your mind out. Your mind is never inside. That's why I say, from inner awareness, you see, you perceive, you aware. The Mahayana teaching say reverse the light, 回光返照. Reverse the light and reflect. This is awareness. Reverse the light into your mundane mind to see the aggregate, like what Mimi went through. Maitreya Buddha's advice, see them clearly. Their characteristic, their impermanent nature characteristic, their suffering state, their non-self state. If you don't awaken to all this, you cannot understand. You cannot understand how they come about, how creation comes about. You are the greatest creator, no? Your mind can create the whole of this external phenomenal world. Whatever that you come to perceive, arise already. Yeah. Then from here, you return to the pure awareness. Well, when you are silent without the aggregate, then the pure awareness can have the direct seeing. The silent mind can awaken to it. Then you realize this aggregate, also impermanent, non-self, lead to suffering. And that's what Anatta Lakkhana Sutta is all about. Okay? Sadhu. Raise your hand. Yes. Danny, yes. Chia, can follow. This will help you a lot. Sadhu.
Sorry, Brother Chia.
No problem.
I'm very ignorant, so I don't know whether this is a very stupid question. Right, the mundane mind creates a perception. From that point, it creates a perception.
No. The mundane mind has the aggregate of perception.
Yes.
Mundane mind don't create perception. Mundane mind has this aggregate of perception.
Okay. My question is this. If it has this aggregate of perception to create, to create...
No. You bring the external phenomenal world, the external form, into the mind.
Okay. So what is there for the mind not to perceive a true mind?
How can this mundane mind perceive the true mind? Cannot. Because this one is the product of the true mind. Understand? Like I tell you, the external form cannot see thought, cannot see your mundane mind. Your mundane mind and thought can perceive it. Why? Because this one comes from this. Understand? This one got higher intelligence. Likewise, the pure awareness is the one that trigger of consciousness. Upon contact with your sense bases, the consciousness arise, like your eye. Upon contact, seeing consciousness arise. So this one is a byproduct of this. Understand? That's why thought cannot see awareness. That's why you need awareness to be aware of thought. You all do meditation with the thought. Thought based. Thought seeing another thought. You say, I aware of my anger. You are not aware of your anger. It's another thought that is trying to note anger. Understand? When you say the awareness is aware of the anger, means this awareness silent. Then it feel, then it merge, feel. Then the aggregate will disperse. Because when it's inside here, the aggregate cannot exist. Because this is the unconditioned. So that's why you can use this to silence the mind and feel through the direct seeing, the silent mind. Then you feel. That is the third way, meditation. Just aware, silent. Then when you don't feed it with any more wrong view, anger cannot stay there. Fear cannot stay there. That's why not. Can follow? Don't worry, you have to meditate. When your mindfulness comes, you will understand very fast.
Just like Sister Mimi explained just now, just exactly as it is, from awareness right up to mundane mind. And
she go through that one, received the advice of Maitreya. He said, you have to see all this very clearly, the mundane mind, the aggregate. Your form is easy to see, just like what I say, grosser. Then when it comes to mind, it's so subtle. So cunning, the egoic mind. That's why you have to see all the very fine and subtle defilement, egoic mind, that came through the back door. Then when you understand all this, this mind, with the understanding here, is not deluded anymore. And then this one loses power. Understand? Not? When it loses power, this form and mind, which is the mundane mind, five aggregate form and mind, will not be having any more problem. That's why you will not suffer anymore. Then this one, you can say, awaken this form and mind. But this is not you, understand? This is karmically conditional. This segmented life for you to come. Even that you is just a name, because it's from the nature, it's your nature. So this one, when you understand that it's for you to use, like the heart, the Diamond Sutta, six Patriarch Platform Sutta. When the fifth Patriarch explained to Huining, he said when he come to the part on the Diamond Sutta that say, you must know how to use this mind and yet not deluded by it. You are not deluded, that's why you don't attach to it. And then, wonderful existence. Then you can use it to live life. Then this one, because the user of thought is wise, it has wisdom. That's why the pure awareness through the direct seeing is to develop the wisdom or the understanding. Wisdom or understanding. So when you have that, you know how to live. Then this one, the five aggregate of form and mind or what you think you are, become beautiful. This one will not suffer anymore. It's not deluded by the phenomenal world, not deluded by the aggregates of mind. That's why it can see form, understand form, see beyond form. Then see mind, understand mind, see beyond mind. Then it return to the pure nature. Then because it understand, it got no more attachment, no more clinging, no more grasping, it's just silent. And then this one sees, realize Nibbana. That's why pure awareness also gone. If you still hold on to the mind, the pure awareness, you are still stuck. That's why Sheng Siu was stuck. Yeah, he doesn't understand this. Ah, yes, very good. Pass the mic to Chia.
Brother Teo, I think the condition is right for me to complete the Monday's story.
Oh, very good. Sadhu. Okay. Thank you so much. Sadhu.
So as I walk into the dining hall,
yeah.
Exactly the phenomenon was...
You saw?
All the hearing, all the seeing, smelling.
Yeah, all created.
All down there and waiting.
Sadhu.
Then... I saw the arising, falling, falling.
Yeah,
anicca,
sadhu.
Anicca. Wow.
Coming and going, coming and going, disappear.
And then, as I walked in, I was looking for a seat, eye consciousness contact.
Yes, yes, sadhu. Right.
And then, cannot find a seat.
Yeah.
Trigger inside the mundane mind. Inside start to stir.
Want to stir.
Want to trigger
very good.
And stir.
Yes,
no
sadhu.
No seat, no food.
Very good, very good.
Trigger. Then, the mind watches. Then, what is this?
Yeah, because the understanding
misery,
will come and tell
suffering.
You. Yeah, misery, suffering.
Dukkha. Dukkha arising. Then, once you realize, it sees.
Yeah, very good.
And then it sees.
That understanding will lead to the cessation.
When it sees, there's a seat there.
Sadhu. That's why you don't go and stir and panic. Why? The reality is, got seat means got seat. No seat means no seat. Understand? Then you have to look around. Understand?
Then
very
sit
good.
Down. Start to contact.
Yes.
Who is contact? Then start to take. Who is taking?
No one.
Then,
eating also. Who is eating? You will come to the understanding because he has this transformation. Remember? Suddenly fully aware. He released all the energy out. Then he just maintain awareness. But this one is only in a retreat, condition state. That's after that I told him, later on, you have to be in this same state in daily life. Then he looked at me, cannot be done. I said, can be done, don't worry. So I rejoice. He will progress very fast. Then when you don't have this delusion, you will see the characteristic everywhere. That's why you understand why the Buddha said sabbe sankara anicang. Then sabbe sankara dukkang. Understand? We are all of sankara is what? Thinking, activity, mental state, mental intention. They arise and they pass away. Like consciousness, they arise and they pass away. Then you grasp, you hold, you want things your way. That's why you suffer. That's why when you stir and react and panic, no seed. Then he realized this sankara arise. Then, this is suffering. The moment he understands, he sees. And then he looked down, got chair, got seed. So this is beautiful, understand? And last time he started on meditation, when he go into energy fields, and he won't see all this, understand? He don't understand all this. That's why people are there, they have this. When they understand, willing to have an open mind to listen and reverse the practice, release it out and maintain awareness. Relax is very important. If you don't relax, you cannot release it out. Then when you go into normal awareness, you start to experience, or you start to see all this. This is how the meditation actually comes about. And he is the best to advise you if you do jhana or concentration, you go and look for him. He will have a lot of things to tell you. How he gets, that's why he said, Song, he got a feeling before he comes, Song was his savior. He was looking for very long already. Now, you never regret that you make the choice to come. Sadhu. Very good. Thank you so much. Anything else?
Actually, yes.
Good. But continue.
This one a bit lengthy. So should I
Can continue.
Continue.
Or? Continue.
Okay. I walked past the hall where the expired are being placed on the shelf.
Yes.
Every day.
Yeah.
So I can't help but have to ask this question.
Yeah.
So, when we are towards expiry,
yes,
our last breath, our last thought, and if we are heedless, we will be driven by our karmic force.
Yes, rebirth consciousness.
Then, if we are heedful, silent mind, we can decide where we want to go.
Not only decide, if you have the vow, you will it. That's why those people who go for reincarnation, they can will it to a certain extent. Then they will take rebirth there. That's why the, what they call Tibetan monk, the Dalai Lama and others, they believe in reincarnation because they will it. They want to take birth again as a human being, somewhere in that direction. That's why they will leave behind instruction. After I pass away, you go and look in that direction. And then they locate, then they give all those items that he used before, give it to the child. Like if the child last past life talent in piano, you give that piano he played before, he will go up there as a kid, he will know. Or he hear the piano or the ding ding ding, then he will get interested. Then he will choose the right one. Then you know that is the one, that is the incarnate. They use the word reincarnate, but it's not reincarnate. It's actually a rebirth consciousness going there.
Okay, so for them, that was the last thought that triggered the next consciousness.
Yes, yes.
So for, you know, practitioners like us...
Very different. No, when you have this awareness, very easier. When the craving force dissipates, you will know what to do. You can be aware, you just silence, stay there. Then you will realize cessation. You will go in. You will go in.
Go into wherever our vow is, because we didn't make any vow. But
yes.
It was our last thought that,
You don't know. You don't know whether you make or not.
Means we are still driven by our karmic force.
At the moment, is by karmic force. But the moment you connect, not long, you will inherit your past understanding. Understand? Huh? That one haven't happened yet. Coming. then you will understand many things. One, then whatever you have cultivated before, you start to understand. One, then you will pass through very fast. One, unless you have not done that, unless you all the time energy feel, energy kaki, they call. Then you don't have much to inherit. Then you have to cultivate everything this life. Then you decide whether you want to take the vow to come again or not. Yeah. Otherwise, you can be either finished. Finished doesn't mean you die. Finished means cease. You realize arahant, you cease, no more coming.
Okay, then that is the last part.
Okay.
So upon the last breath, last thought, silent mind, and then the karmic forces dissolve.
Yeah.
And then done. And yeah,
because the form and mind, the moment it sees, realize nibbana, whatever karmic balance will be wiped off.
We will actually, with silent mind, watch all this.
No need to watch. You will know how to go into it, because you already have that sati, that awareness, and you know what that pure mind is, the true mind. So they cannot delude you. All this that create through. Sometime before you pass away, if you are not a cultivator, you don't have this sati, karma take over. You lose consciousness. Then the karmic force create dream state for you. There's like some see like, some see what, like, they tell you near death experience, out of body experience. All different type of description. It's according to your karma, your belief system. Then they will show it to you. You will see the kingdom of God. You are Christian. You are Hindu, you will see Lord Brahma and how to say. You are Buddhist, you see Pure Land, you see. These are all mind made, still not real. Understand? But that vision can give you a hint of what type of rebirth you are going to take. Yeah. But this one, they already unconscious, or they call Huan Xiong already. You know Hokkien or not? Huan Xiong in Mandarin is called what? Not Wang Xiong. Huan Xiong, you are not yourself. Like that person is not herself talking already. Fan Chang. Mandarin word, so much changes. They say Lao Huan Xiong. Not Sinao. Sinao is cuckoo already. This one is your normal consciousness no more. Your subconscious karmic consciousness take over and influence you. So your habitual tendency of what you have been doing during that life, through karma you will manifest. Understand? Your frequently done activity. If you got that fear, that worry, that anxiety, that attachment, then He will tell you about all those things. Then like Li Hun's mother, because of her parami, she followed me on a few spiritual trips and attended my class for a few years. Then she developed the faith encounter. So when she was in the hospital, she actually went through that phase, about to die on. But she able to survive because I sent the pure wish that Tuesday. Then Li Hun was so happy that I Sui An saw the thing. Send and the good news. But you go and listen to the Tuesday tape. I say for that short period, the time, I forgot what word I use today, so that she can actually go through this, but body is still a body. That's why I put there for Li Hun in the WhatsApp, whatever is of the nature to arise is of the nature to cease. But I did not put in the second sentence. Whatever have arisen has already ceased. Oh, that one too bad. So when you understand, it will arise. Then she, during that time, not herself, no, but she saw all those things. No, like that place that she is going to have rebirth. Then she recall all the what they call Katina, not Katina, sorry, the spiritual trip to Thailand, Amazon, and all that. And she started telling Li Hun, no. That's why Li Hun was full of joy. Then when she become conscious again, she tell Li Hun, he said, Mom got no more problem. This body willing to relinquish anytime. I know where I'm going. I'm very happy. See? This is what karma is all about. Frequently do with the faith, and that memory is so powerful. That's why you will have that. Understand? But if you hold on to your fear, your anger, your hatred, your attachment to your children, your property, when you die that time, once young that time, all this will surface. Wow, my children, how are when they die? When I die, all this attachment, as I rebirth, you know, go where? You will come back to earth as hungry ghost or peta or what, because you want to linger around, see them. Understand or not? So if you don't want to have that type of existence, don't hold on to all this. They are not what they are, not real. They have their life. They have their karma. It's only 5 degrees of form and mind. Like Uncle 81 years old tell you, it's like a passing journey. That's why he prepare his urn. He prepare his future. He's still one to listen to music. Consciousness no more, only the edge, how to listen. Understand? But never mind, because this is their understanding now. They feel good, let them do. I told my mother the same, when my father passed away. I said, you want to buy paper house and burn? No problem. I will fulfill your wish. Then I told my elder brother, go and order. And you know what happened. Order came. Then, that time, want to burn already, fix already. So all waiting. The moment they light the thing, the rain, you don't believe. Then after that, completely stop. That's why my mother, he said, paper houses cannot burn. That's why a lot of things can happen when you have the condition. They show it to you. No point. Understand? But I told my mom, you are my mom, I respect you. What you want to do, you let me know. Because she was like, wanted to plead to me, because she know, I don't like, not to say I don't like, I don't agree with people doing all this, but this is delusion. Then she don't want to let me know. She go and tell my elder brother direct to go and buy them. My elder brother tell me. Then I have to explain to her. Understand? I say, all this got no meaning. Then you know what she tell me? In Hakka, those senior generation people are song toy. Song toy. Eat toy, eat toy. Chen not. They pass down from generation to generation. This one, Zhu Xian, you know why Zhu Xian? Ancestor, Zhou Xin one. This is the instruction from your Zhu Xian. You dare to disobey. They say, we must follow. Because the tradition is like that. Oh, then I look at her, I smile. I say, okay, you want to do it, do. but it's not going to benefit you. What? When you understand, you do it differently. That's why after that I say, we invite the Buddhist group from Ciji to come and chant. Then my mother realized one thing. She insists the Chai Ku, Chai Ko. Chai Ko. Chai Ko, Chai Ko. Chai Ku. Then, you know what happened? When the bill come, the Chai Ku, I tell you, the bill are worse than your restaurant, service charge, government tax. This one, the package king already, I think for that, how many nights? 2 or 3 nights, right? Don't know, 6,000 or what. No, someone never mind. Every session they come, they bring how many followers, all must have minimum ang pao, how much. And the main ang pao, how much? Kaka hele, almost 10,000. Then when my mother asked about the bill, she was shocked. She got so agitated, she confronted the Chai Ku. You know what the Chai Ku tell her? He said, you think this one can haggle on? Can gong ka on, to ka on ka? You want your husband to go to hell? Like that threatened her. She was so upset. Then she come back and tell me, he said, your Buddhist one cost how much? Suji one. I said, no need money, free. Free? Then after that, I said, we still
give ang pao, but up to us, any amount. Voila, that. Next time, my Buddhist way. Very easy to decide. I let her do what she wants to do, but I respect her and herself. I cannot stop her and herself. When you stop them, you know what happened or not? Later on, as parent, your son will stop you. Understand? Understand? That's why you don't do this to your children, your mother. Respect them for what they are. When they are not ready, still have delusion, they will do that thing. Respect them. They are lying. Let them decide. But advise them. That is your duty. Understand? Then no more conflict. Okay? Yeah. Dark can sadhu. yeah, pass the mic.
Brother, I haven't finished, but I let her do first. It's okay.
Can, no problem, no problem, no problem. No problem. Joyce, here. Yeah. Pass the mic to her. Sadhu. Wow. Hand over the baton. Just now, how did I end up there? What question was it? Whose question? Oh, last thought moment. Okay. Yeah. That's why you must ask. Then more story come out. Then more understanding. Now Joyce.
This has also something to do with death.
Very good.
This is on the deathbed of my dad. Like what Brother Xia, is it? Chia, sorry, I never got your name. My dad died from bone cancer. But he never really had any pain, as everybody knows, or probably. The doctor says that when you have bone cancer, it's very painful. When he found out that he has bone cancer, it was actually the fourth stage. So we decided, as the children, we decided not to let him go through the chemotherapy or even radiotherapy. It was a very tough decision because I was the eldest daughter. And let me, when I made the decision, I was actually quite fearful whether I make the right decision for my father or not. But nevertheless, with me and my brother, I have only one brother, we decided to go ahead with that. And he died 3 months after that. And me and my brother, we took turns to look after my dad with the help of my stepmom and a very nice Indonesian maid. But when my father died, it was an unspoken words that he doesn't want any of this burning of houses and things, the normal Taoist way. Just to add this, my father is a Buddhist by heart, I think. He's not like someone who goes to the temple and pray and things like that. Yeah, very simple guy, and very helpful and very generous as well. So when he had bone cancer, he had only one day of pain. Only one day of pain. It's really amazing. Even the doctors can't just say that, I don't know how your dad goes through this, but he really doesn't have any pain. And he has never been to the to the hospitals. Pretty good, healthy man with Tai Chi and all that. When he died, I was the one who saw him draw the last breath. And we decided that we would go the Buddhist way. So we have these people from the Kuan Su Ying Pusat Association to come and do the chanting. And my brother and I decided, okay, that's it, as simple as possible. So we went through the same motion, the same routine as every Chinese family goes through. And on that day, on the first day of the week, all my relatives came. And the first thing they look around is, where's the house? Where's the car? Why nothing one? And some more sitzai, you know? And actually, a few of them came and told us off. He said, he told my stepmom, how can the children do this to Mr. Lim? Because my father is stay in Kuala, in my hometown all his life. He's a businessman and a developer. He sends both his children overseas. I mean, you know, and this is what the children does to him. You know, and my cousin come and tell me, he says, can I burn a house for your father? And then another cousin come, can I burn a car for your father? Because your father loves cars. And now your father lives in this big house. You don't give him a house when he goes, where is he going to go? Really, people come and tell you things like this. And we stand firm.
Yeah.
We are not going to waver. And I think the worst thing is when they knew that we didn't have any tablet for my dad. In any of the Buddhist...
Sanji Pai also don't have.
Yeah, we don't have that. And they say, where are you going to put your dad? Oh, I say, we are going to take him to the sea. And we're going to scatter his ashes in the sea. I tell you, the astonishment in their face. And honestly, at that moment, I almost regret. I'm not sure, Brother Steele, at that time whether I make the right decision.
Very good decision. But you are that time without the Dhamma, you can do that.
That was in 2008. I haven't met Brother Steele yet. But I always have Mimi. I always tell Mimi, this is Xiong San. You know, at the time I never went to the mountain. She went to the mountain first before me. So in all, Mimi has imparted some of the Dharma to me. What I'm trying to say here is this: when you make a decision like this, and when I took my father's ashes to the sea, it was a very to me it's a very noble thing for the children to do it, because we knew that is what my dad wanted. And when people can ask you, say that, no, my dad actually did make some sort of like, during the conversations that we have, this is what we gather. Because, you know, during those times, old folks never tell you, I want my ashes to be here, or I want my ashes to be in the $5,000 or $50,000 land in Nirvana or whatever. So, this, why I'm saying this is because when Brother Teo mother died, and he actually led us to the spiritual trip, we were all, I'll speak for myself, I was actually quite shocked. From a Chinese, very traditional Chinese family, this is the first time I come across, that somebody would actually just take everybody to another country, but not yet come for the funeral. I think that is really very brutal. I don't know what to say, but I think so noble. And I remember he told me this.
I will explain further. I miss out one part. You know what happened? The moment I received the phone call, my mother died very peacefully of old age. That night, before I fly off the next morning, she passed away, 9-something. The news came through a phone call. My elder brother asked the wife, my sister-in-law, to call me. And I said, no problem. Then I say, pass the phone to my elder brother. Then I talked to the other younger brother, who is very close to Tsuji, but I trained him up. Then my elder brother also trust me. Because during my father's death, they don't know where to put my father's coffin. Because while my father was alive, there was a karmic thing also. Because my grandmother, which was my father's mother, he was the eldest in the family. So, you know, in ancient China, the head of the family, you know, my grandmother. So one day, when I was very young, he used the broom and chased my mother out of the house. And my father, being the son, cannot do anything. So, yan. Then, because of that, my father developed the hatred towards my grandmother. Until my grandmother talked to me later on when I grew up. He said, how come my son like that? My father was the elder son. He said, he never talked to me since that day. You know. My father didn't talk to my grandmother since that day until almost when she was 70 years old. Then my grandmother know when she will die. You know. She tell my mother, I will pass away very soon, is it? Then he get ready all the beads, everything. Then all her little money, I want to give to who, Anna. She already told my mother. Then she only regret that my father didn't talk to him. Then very funny, the day when she died, 1974, remember, I was in Form 6. My mother was looking after her. Then my mother asked her, what you want. That time she cannot eat already, waiting to die already, natural death. Then he managed to tell my mom, he held my mom's hand. He said, call your second son to come. I want to see her. I don't know why, got 9 children, he only looked for me. And she's not close to me one. My grandmother liked my third brother. He pampered him until he feed the milk, condensed milk, so sweet until he carried the milk bottle to school. But he's not close. She's not close to me because she that time scared I dumb. You remember? Then she thought I got no friend on. Then later on, from fire holiday, all my classmates come out. She was so surprised. Tell me. Oh, I didn't know you got so many friends. Then later on, she's about to die. I think she can see. She told my mother, ask me to come back. I was in school. I remember after I came back from school, my elder brother passed the message. My mother called him and let me know. Immediately, I cycle back. Then when I reach home, actually she is about to die. But she hold on to her last breath until I arrive. Then the moment I arrive, I just held her hand, then the smile. Then she passed away. Then you know what happened? After that, the stool, everything come out. We had no more control. Then my mother cleaned the thing, then we had the funeral. So that was the first part. Second part was my mother. The night before she died, the day before that night, he got this feeling, not feeling well. He said, my mother seldom complain or say anything unless very serious one. I know her one, her character. She don't want to trouble people one. Then my youngest brother, she was staying with him, called me. I said, immediately send to hospital, don't wait. Well, luckily he sent to hospital, specialist center. Then went in, the doctor checked. They say you have to be prepared. All the organs fail already, very bad already. Because that time my mother 89 already. Then he said got problem breathing. Mean heart very weak already. And that night in the ICU, the next day at night in the ICU, about 9 p.m., she passed away peacefully. Then my sister-in-law called. That's why I talked to my elder brother. I said, you remember how I advised you all to do whatever for my father, for our father, our dad? Do exactly the same. Then I told my youngest brother also, my youngest brother also not bad. You know. A few months before my mother passed away, he called me. He said, shall we do something for mom? I said, what is it? He said, Ciji got a very special, you donate 100,000. They will give you a special, what they call recognition, so that when you have funeral or what, when you pass away, they will come and do for you one. Luckily, we agree and donated that 100,000. Then my mother also didn't know, but we told her. Then you know what happened? When my younger brother and elder brother received the phone call, I said, I have to take people on spiritual trip. You don't worry. You just do what you have to do. But I will do on my part, Anasara. Because I know we are going for Katina. So I do donation and I send my pure wish, everything. Because I said, you don't worry about mom and dad. Their destiny already taken care of. You only do your part. When I was in Thailand, I received all the photo. You know? My wife also saw. Then I come back. I wait for my daughter and son to come back. I flew back to Dollar Star. Then I go and pay respect at the cemetery where my mom was. No problem. Everything was so beautiful. Then because I did both sides, my side here all spiritual, very powerful. On my house there, Alasta, they also do the Buddhist way. And you know when Tsuji came, because of the 100,000 we donated, my classmate who visited my mother at the wake, he contacted me. He said, Kien Kun, you know, your mother's funeral was more Lao Jua in Hokkien than the Dato and Tan Sri. So many people came, you know, and Tsuji really full force. And they did all the chanting. My brother and sisters were all very happy. See, this is how you do. Okay? Then you can continue. That's why I miss out this part.
Yeah, I think that's when we asked, rather I asked Brother Chiu, I said, you're not going back from the funeral or something like that. And Brother Chiu explained to me why he didn't, he has to take us to the spiritual trip and he would do his part. And I wanted to say that, but I think Brother Chiu has already explained that, why, what you can do when the person passed away. So coming back to my dad, when we decided to stand firm, some people, some of my relatives were not very happy. But so in order to have harmony, we decided to have the Chai Go. Yeah, the Chai Go to come and give the chanting to my dad. And of course that costs money. Yeah. And like what Brother Joe said, they can be quite expensive. But nevertheless, I think yesterday Brother Teo said something was it this morning? I can't remember what is it now, Brother Teo, but it eases my mind on this matter because this has been with me for a while, whether I actually make the right decision that my dad shouldn't go through the chemo and also no house, no car, and no tablet. You know, so it's like at the back of my mind, but I think Brother Teo said something this morning to me and sort of eases my mind very much. Now, on that note, I'd like to thank Brother Teo.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I have to add in. This will be good for you. I know a lot of people don't know how to deal with all this. You see, as a Buddhist follower of the Buddha's teaching, based on your understanding, what is it that you must do? You don't go and say, hey, Brother Teo say all this right and ritual, no, don't do, no, cannot do. The world is not yours alone, no. Your parent is not yours alone, no. There are other brother and sister, no. Some are Christian, no. You must check with your parent what they want, no. The best is before they pass away, how shall we arrange for your funeral? Understand or not? You cannot be so one-sided and selfish just because you Buddhist, you know, must Buddhist way, you know, otherwise fight. You know. Then brother, sister, also modacho, I tell you. Then the Christian can be very aggressive. Pardon me for having said that because I've seen them doing that. But they believe what is good for their parents. And there is a lot of family that argue. Because they came and see me. They say, Brother, what am I going to do? Before my parents die, I say, they go and baptize them. Like the Muslim. After that, the body also you cannot touch. No longer yours. So they say, dad baptized. He was a Christian before he died. So we go church. Christian ceremony. So how? You Buddhist. So. That's why this religious division creates so much disharmony. More important thing is, they are your parents. No? Gratitude, filial piety is what? When they're around, you care for them. That is more important, isn't it? die already, only want to fight for the body to do this, do that. You think your parent will be happy about what you do or not? Then, 朋友都没得做, then everybody not happy. You know the type of gossip that can go on, no? Yeah? Sometimes the wife also chip in, no? Why you so stupid, let your the other brother decide? Huh? Your father, you also yao fan, no, no. Then he said, never mind, they want to do, let them pay lah. All these are the selfish mind, the cunning mind will do. Then you are aggressive, you don't care. Go to court also want to fight. But body need to be cremated, no? Or the burial funeral, the wake has to go on, no? You want to talk about court case to fight all this. So a lot of this, if you don't understand, you can become gullible, deluded. So what you have to do is, as a Buddhist, you know, as long as you are sincere, you have filial piety, whatever they do, the body is not important. There is no more your dad, understand, or your mom. The consciousness has left the elements behind. That's why they do autopsy, no feeling. They cremate, they bury, no meaning. It's only the traditional belief that you must do this because filial piety, you must do feng shui. I already told you how much effect has feng shui on your life. If you don't do good, avoid evil, take care of karma, whatever feng shui you have is not going to help you, I tell you. So don't be gullible. Let them do what they want. But you on your part, through your heart, do what you can for them. Like the Buddha said under Tirukkudara Sutta, make offering in their name. Express your gratitude, your thank, then transfer merit, share merit. Because you are a Buddhist, a cultivator, you have this merit, so you invoke the power of merits of what your parent has done for you. Then your gratitude towards them. Then through this understanding, you invoke the causes and conditions for them to have better rebirth, good future life. So that they can have the causes and conditions to realize whatever good and noble wishes that they wanted. So when you do that, you fulfill your duty, understand? Then of course the Buddha in one of the sutta also got mentioned. Nobody can repay your parents' kindness and gratitude and sacrifice. Not even by carrying your parent on your shoulder. I think Brother Tay will know. Which sutta? Can't remember, but there's a sutta on there. Even you carry them and care for them, no, until they die, you cannot repay. The only way to repay is what? Yeah? Teach them the Dhamma, show them the Dhamma. That's why if you have condition, try to educate them. Try to let them understand. Just like how I teach my mom and my dad. My dad initially was so fearful because he scared I become monk. He first thing before I can even share anything, I say, don't talk, I say, forget about it. He say, these are all my son and me sing. He said, because he has experienced a lot of this con monk or con man. Then he said, all this missing is called superstition. Actually, he was very scared I become monk. Then later on, he realized I didn't become monk. Then I was the most successful. And like I said, the fortune teller also tell him, of all the nine children, I got the heaviest bone count. You know how the Tong Su count your bone or not, the weight? Huh? you don't know about the bone or not? Mine was the heaviest, no. The emperor is 7.2, Chitneoji, mine is 5.9. The rest are 1 point something, 2 point something, 3 point something. Then the fortune teller tell my father what, no, when I was born, your son will bring honor to the family. Is it? Your son will bring you blessings and all those things. I don't know how the fortune teller know, but the fortune teller was very good, from China. he predicted, because my mother brought my elder brother to see the fortune teller. He said, I give you this. You know the medical shop one, medical shop, the way one, chin, they call chin, the scale, with a weight, then with a pen, string, then one stick, that tell you. And my elder brother end up become Chinese medical hall owner. And something somehow not so fantastic. The second message is more fantastic. He said, when you are 3 years old, that time my elder brother was just born, not long, I think a few months. When you are 3 years old, you have to tuaha, carry the mo. Really, my grandfather passed away when he was 3 years old. Then he predicted another one happened. That's why my parents got faith in this fortune teller. Then I was born 6 years later. They also do the same. Oh, then the fortune teller say, oh, you know, this son, he say, will bring honor to the family. Will bring about a lot of blessing. That's why my father has been watching. Oh. And every time he got problem, he don't consult anybody, he call me. And I solve all the house problem. Later on, my brother and sister also say, call me, I solve all their problem. Then there is so much harmony, you know, later. Then I didn't finish because of what my father did to my grandmother. Later on, after he retired, he actually very happy, we all very successful. Then he wanted to fulfill his wish to go back to China to help his own brothers and their children. He went back to China a few times, then arranged for shop lot to be bought. But he remember he buy his shop lot 200 ringgit, whole family, no more problem. So he went back, buy the China shop lot that time, 1980 something. You know, it was so cheap, 15,000 renminbi. Renminbi, our ringgit times 3 last time, means 5,000 for that shop lot. Then he thought, done already. Then my mother used to go back China more often than my father one. My father only went back one or two times to conclude the deal. Then my mother went back. You know what happened? The brother of my father, they are in the remote area, not familiar with town area. So they don't want to come down. They dare not come down. They scared. Don't know how to do business from rural area, come to town, how to survive. So don't want to come down. But my mother one more smart, mother side one. They say, they talk to my mother, you mean they don't want to come down? Then you leave empty. We go in and make do business. So my mother side, they are smarter because they are not from the rural area. They are from nearby town. So they went in the shop lot, do business, everything. Then my father didn't know. Then later on, the business become quite successful and good. Then the letter came from China, say the shop lot, now my mother's side one, doing business. Wow, my father was so angry. Call up my mother. He said, what the hell is going on? Then my mother very scared of my father. So I have to tell him the truth. He said, no such thing. He said, I'm going back with you to China. I'm going to take back the shop lot. Go back to China, you know what happened. They say, Ken, you pay back to us what we have put inside that shop lot. China, you buy shop lot, it don't come with the finishes one. Do you know that? Tao also not there. The apron also not there. A lot of things not there one. So they give him a lease. Wow, that bill more expensive than the shop lot. My father was so mad. Then talk to the brother. They say, yeah, we dare not come down. So my father don't care. Finally, he says, I'm going to buy back the thing. He just pay them. Then my mother, you know, the brother all now no place, no shop. So my mother dare not let my father know. Talk to my elder brother. She gave my account, buy another one for the brother. When my father came to know, wow, he lucky. He said, you where got money?
all must be my money. Then that time, he was so angry with my mother. That's why karma. Then my mother also, he know my father like that one. So he don't want to talk to him. He went now to my elder brother there and stay. Then every holiday I go by, I pass by my father's house first one as a respect, and I will visit him first. That trip I went back, I went to the shop, he not around. He went somewhere else. I waited for about 15 minutes or then couldn't locate where he was, with no handphone. Then I went down to see my elder brother, which my second destination is. Then my mother was there. Then my elder brother know I like to go Thailand on Hat Yai. He say you arrive already. Come, we go Hat Yai. My mother heard now. Oh, you all going? I follow you. You know what happened? Misunderstanding happened. After we went, my father realized I came back. Take mother there, don't take him there. What I walk, I tell you. I didn't know about this problem until I came back. Then he hated my elder brother, my father. Take back the shop lot from him. Yeah, my brother that time got another business, manufacturing. My father just take back from him. Then the two misunderstand, like my elder brother is the elder son of him. So just like how he did to my grandmother, I saw he kena from my elder brother. My elder brother didn't talk to him also for a while. I think 1 year or 2 years. Well, luckily I went back and explained. Then I developed the understanding and arranged for them to settle. Because that year, New Year was horrible. Because that New Year, every time we hold it at my elder brother there, all together, very happy. Then that year, my father refused to attend. So how? Reunion dinner? Papa there? The rest in my elder brother's house. So I had to sort things out. Then I tell my father, why whole family harmony become like that? Is it not me? Is it your elder brother? Then I went to talk to my elder brother. My elder brother said, he hated me so much, he don't want me to be in front of him. So how am I going to see him? He said, ayo, I said, I go with you lah, come lah. Then, Papa took my elder brother there. Then, somehow, Dr. Lok settled, then my father came over for the New Year. And then after that, it resolved. I tell you, not easy, this type of karma thing. So, without Dhamma, I tell you, haywire. So this is how you can resolve misunderstanding and bring about solution. So do your filial piety while they are around. Have gratitude, repay whatever you can. Express them. Don't go and think, Papa, Mama got money already, they already got big house or what. No, your gratitude, you still give them ang pao. My younger brother, very good. He every time make them happy. He give very big ang pao, a few thousand. So these are the things you can do. But for me, I know I will only help the brother, sister, or whoever who needs support. Then I'll give very big ang pao. But my dad, my mom, I know they'll be happy when I give them certain amount that they used to receive every year. Because they understand. I always help those that need. So this is how I can share with you my way and understanding, because it is through the Buddhist way. Then you make donation offering in their name, invoke the power of wholesomeness and merits of whatever they have done for you. Just like how I invoke for Anne to help the mother. Because he has helped us in the retreat, prepare the meal, everything. Then when you invoke this power of merits for causal condition for the mom to recover from her present condition so that she can get back her life and live on normally, then if there are causes and conditions for them to realize their good and noble wish, I also send this blessing. Then we radiate metta because there is affinity. But please, don't everybody die, your relative die, come brother Tio, forget about it. There must be conditions.
Otherwise, I japa bo in like the chai ko and all those things. Ta chai for you. This is not my job. My job is to share with you the Dhamma. Then you learn and you know how to do, you do. But if you got affinity different, understand or not? Like Anche did so much for us for the last few years, voluntarily. And this trip is the most, I was also very like impressed and rejoiced. Yeah, Joyce brought a box, actually two boxes. One of them is medicine. Oh, I say, what medicine? Anche bought one, specially for you and Pratio. Then when I came here only, I realized he pulled a special medicinal drink for me so that my throat, yeah, she observed every year I speak until my throat, not much voice. That's why they are very observant. Then they say, good for my qi also help so that I can speak longer. Then last night, oh, that's why I say you want to have very good NO, cultivate, then become guru or teacher. Then people offer to you. Oh, last night, oh, no, the full mark like that, oh, same size. I did know there was so much NO there. No. Was it from Jin Hao?
Slight correction. The medicine that she bought for you is actually from the Kalamita, France. She took a little bit of the funds to buy something for Brother Teo sustain Brother Teo's, to nourish Brother Teo's body so that Brother Teo can have.
That's why very wholesome.
And no more sore throat.
More important is she prepare all those things.
Very takes a while to prepare all
those. That's why I rejoice and I send my pure wish. That's why you must know how to do things naturally, not through greed, through understanding. She was so happy and full of faith was because Joyce bring her to get to know me. Then through talking to me, she learned so much. Then her problem resolved, her daughter's problem or son's problem, all those things. Then she was full of joy. That's why she has this gratitude. Then her daughter's marriage also specially invite me, ask Joy to make sure I attend. So there were conditions. So a lot of Kayamita attend. So the condition were beautiful because there is affinity. If you do things sincerely, this nature will know. You will rejoice. Sometimes it didn't show in front of you. Understand? But like I said, when I travel, pass by, I saw even animal also, I rejoice and send. When I see how they look after their children and all those things, and how as a bird or as an animal, they also know their duty as a parent. Then sometimes farmer, I saw poor people. They know how to do certain wholesomeness. So all this, the cultivator, they can feel. Then they rejoice. Then they will send the pure wish. So these are the things that if you have the understanding, you can use it. Then you will accord and flow, no condition. You know me also, no use. But got condition, you don't know me also. This nature will respond. But its duty is just to share, nothing else. After that is your life. You decide how you want to live it or develop it. Okay, we finish.
Sadu.
Almost 10:30 already.
Yesterday's bird nest is from Chen.
Jin Hao, that's why my mother told me. Sadu. I rejoice, but too much. The portion is too much. But anyway, I break into two sessions to finish. So anyway, thank you so much, Jin Hao. I rejoice. Sadu. May this wholesomeness bring forth causes and conditions for you to progress quickly and swiftly along the path of Dhamma. So have faith and be diligent. Okay? Sadhu. Don't just because of tea, everybody go and buy and forget about it. Because I cannot drink so much. And there must be conditions. That's why the first one always get it. Sometimes people say, Bratio, I make drink for you. Then another one come, Bratio, what you want to drink? It's okay, understand? But if somebody already have sincerely request, then normally I say, it's okay. Somebody is doing it already. I say, thank you so much for your wholesomeness and sincerity. As long as you express it through your heart, it's good enough. Then some, they just rejoice. You see how people do, you rejoice. You don't have to do it. Like my thesis project, I just sit there and let everybody fight. Then finally I got the best thesis. That's why you don't have to do all those things. Then you sit there, rejoice, condition will arise. Like last time I told you my teacher, Ajayantra, he know. Because we very understanding, and I always let other people do what they want to offer what they do. Because I know the time to see him and to offer to him when we have the condition or opportunity to be alone with him. So these are the things you will develop, understand. Then when the public is there, just like during the Buddha's time, all the disciples will know, let the public have the time with the Buddha. Then when they left, then only the disciple come and see him. Then sometime at night the devas come. That's why the disciple had to wait till very late at night to be able to see the Buddha. And the reason why the Buddha passed away so early, aged 80, is he got not enough rest. Understand? He hardly sleep because so compassionate, out of love and compassion for the world. He sacrificed so much. So this vehicle, how long it can last, depends. If too many people come, not enough rest. Also very fast. Like the Buddha say, worn out blockade. But it's okay. If condition is there, this nature has its vow, it will fulfill. But for me, I choose this way easier. I don't want to set up any organization, otherwise, unless it comes naturally. That's why for me, you got affinity, you come. I got less problem. You got no affinity, you will never come. Then if you don't really have that affinity, you come also you disappear. Lai ye kong, chi ye kong. But when you have the affinity and you understand, what do they say? Yi lai yong pu liya. Yong pu liya. The moment you come, you will never leave. Because you know this one is different. So, depend on condition. 10:30. Okay. You all start your meditation. Then maybe I will come back at 11:30. We still got half an hour to go through some hard sutta notes. Okay? Sadhu. Okay.